It was obvious whom she was referring to, but Scourge was still reluctant.
Asking me to kill a member of the Dark Council is not as simple as you make it sound.
I did not expect you to balk at this task,
Nyriss said.
He has committed treason. He brought this on himself.
You misunderstand,
Scourge said, choosing his words carefully.
The human traitor deserves to die, but he is a Dark Lord of the Sith. Alone, what chance will I have against him?
I should have known, Satchel said, grinning. You're afraid.
Fighting a battle I can't win isn't brave,
Scourge shot back.
It's stupid.
At least you have the courage to speak your mind, Nyriss said.
You already have enough sycophants,
Scourge replied, glaring at Satchel. Nyriss flashed one of her ghastly grins, sending a chill down Scourge's spine. Somehow he kept himself from shuddering.
I think the two of us should continue this conversation privately, she said.
Satchel and Murtaugh bowed and left without a word. Scourge was pleased to see they were chastened by their sudden exclusion. Nyriss didn't speak until the Twi'lek servant had closed the door behind them.
You are right to be cautious, she said. But you underestimate your own abilities.
Scourge's thoughts jumped back to the slaughter at the Separatist warehouse. He remembered the energy and exhilaration he'd felt. He could sense his power was growing. His connection to the dark side had never been stronger. But butchering poorly prepared soldiers was not the same as facing highly trained Sith.
Cedric's won't come alone. He'll have me outnumbered.
Cedric surrounds himself with acolytes of the dark side. Your talent will let you feed on their power and turn it against them. The greater your opponent's connection to the Force, the stronger you become.
Strong enough to kill a member of the Dark Council?
Against me, you would stand no chance,
Nyriss replied.
But Cedric is old and infirm, and he is human. They are a lesser species. Over the decades, the Dark Side has exacted too great a toll on his body. He is a hollow shell of what he once was. He holds on to his current position only because of his cunning. His followers obey him without question, too frightened of his reputation to see how age has ravaged his flesh and left him weak.
Nyriss paused, waiting for Scourge's response. He wasn't eager to offer one without carefully considering everything he had learned. He believed what Nyriss had told him about his own abilities. He'd felt the truth of it in his most recent battles. But he wasn't ready to trust her. If Cedric's really was as weak as she claimed, she wouldn't need Scourge's help to eliminate him. The truth was, Scourge wanted to kill Cedric's. It wasn't just his loyalty to the Emperor, though he firmly believed the only fit punishment for treason was death. He wanted to test himself against a member of the Dark Council. He wanted to prove to himself and to Nyriss that he was worthy of this task. If Darth Cedric's fell to his hand, his name would be hailed and feared throughout the Empire. Nyriss would be indebted to him for eliminating her rival, and the Emperor would reward him for executing a traitor. It was unlikely he would be chosen to replace Cedric's on the Dark Council. Scourge was still too young, too unknown. He hadn't forged the necessary political alliances or built up a cadre of servants and followers. Yet this would be a bold first step. It would make his name known in the halls of power. And when another vacancy opened up on the council down the road, in 5 years or maybe 10, he would be the leading candidate.
Tell Satchel to set up the meeting, he said.
Nyriss smiled again, but this time Scourge didn't feel it so unnerving. Instead, he found himself wondering if it would be her he replaced when he finally ascended to his rightful position.